is AcademiCast, Texas Tech University's podcast series from the Office of the Provost. I'm Rachel Pierce, and I'll be covering the top academic and research stories on campus. Later in the program, we'll spotlight student of integrated scholarship, Danica King. First, the news. Texas Tech recently welcomed President Dwayne Nellis as he began his tenure. His arrival coincided with Red Raider orientation, allowing the university's new leader to meet with new students and their families. Nellis says the reception has been energizing.
I'm excited to get started. I was blessed with a lot of energy, so I want to apply that energy to the benefit of Texas Tech University. I had my first Red Raider orientation on Sunday, and they gave me a nice warm welcome, even though they're new also. But it shows that spirit of what it means to be part of the Red Raider family.
In other news, Texas Tech is recognized for its competitiveness in higher education. The university placed sixth among the 25 most underrated colleges in the nation. Business Insider compiled the list by reviewing college rankings information and graduates' mid-career earnings. The deadline is fast approaching to enter the university's proposal stimulus program. The program has set aside $100,000 to fund research and scholarly activities of unfunded grant proposals. The offices of the President, Provost, and Vice President for Research organize the program, which will close submissions on July 12th. The National Ranching Heritage Center has named a new director. Matt Brockman will lead the center beginning in August. He comes to Texas Tech from the Southwestern Exposition and Livestock Show in Fort Worth. To learn more about these stories and others, visit our website at academicast.ttu.edu. And now we turn to Texas Tech's Student of Integrated Scholarship, featured here by Christina Butler.
Danica King has grown up with a traveler spirit. Since she was a girl, King and her family traveled internationally, and she always enjoyed learning about new places and cultures. Now at Texas Tech, King is an undergraduate, majoring in international business and pursuing a minor in French. Over the past summer, she was part of a group of students that studied abroad in France with Associate Professor of French, Carol Edwards.
It just was a whole different exposure to the people and how things work, and hopefully one day I can work in France or do business with the French, and I know this study abroad is going to benefit me greatly.
King said the experience was enlightening, not only for the opportunity to strengthen her language skills, but to learn about French culture firsthand with Edwards.
I don't think that trip could have possibly been anything without her. I was very fortunate to have her there, and in Paris, her and I actually did like a little day of shopping together, and it's just so much fun because she's like your typical like chic French lady, and you learn so much from her just with how she behaves, not even just French, but you know, she's a great mentor.
Looking ahead, King has her eye on internships in Europe. She says she feels fortunate to have experienced so much in her life, and she hopes to give back through a career that supports humanitarian efforts around the world. AcademiCast is pleased to introduce Danica King as one of its select Students of Integrated Scholarship.
Thanks, Christina. If you would like to learn more about Texas Tech Students of Integrated Scholarship, visit our website at academicast.ttu.edu. That concludes this edition of AcademiCast. Join us again in 2 weeks as we spotlight the top academic and research news from Texas Tech University, as well as profile Student of Integrated Scholarship, Sean Mitchell.